probably have been wondering where we are. We are back. This is Elder Gwen Cohen with The Prophet's Voice, along with the most awesome, amazing engineer on the planet, in the presence of Marcus Mooney of OPI Productions, yes. Original Purpose and Intent.
Hello, hello.
And say hey, Marcus.
What's up, everybody? What's up?
He's so cool, y'all. He's so cool. But we got the coolest person on the planet that's in the right. studio as well. And that's in the presence of the butter on my biscuits, y'all. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. The hot sauce on my chicken. And the syrup on my pancakes in the presence of Elliot Cohen. Elliot, can you say hello? I know you're on the side, but can you say hello to the people out here?
Hello.
We are back. We are excited to be with you again. I'm Gwen Hester Cohen. This is The Prophet's Voice, where we believe in bringing your purpose to life. We believe if you are discouraged, if you are depressed, if you are despondent about what it is that God has called you to do, I promise you, you encounter us, we're going to empower, encourage, and energize you so that you know exactly what it is that God has for you. He has an amazing plan for you, has an amazing purpose for you. I want you to know you are a solution, you have the ability, and your time is now. You might be asking me, when's now? Now, right now. Every day is now. And we're going to get right back into our book. What is it? Real life, real time, real talk with a very real God. Yes. God is real.
So real. And
go ahead, Marcus.
No, I'm agreeing.
Come on. God is real. Yes. And we got questions and statements. I know you do, that you have of God. And we're picking right back up where we left off in March at chapter 16. You know, life be lifing, everybody. Isn't that what they say? Life be lifing. So we had some life things happen. But you know what? God is still good.
Yes.
And we're still here. And we praise him for it. So we're right back at you at chapter 16. Listen to this one. I'm so, not just tired. I'm so tired of waiting. Any of you out there tired of waiting, that you feel like you've worked and worked, that you've given all you could give to the kingdom of God, that you've done all the work, because we know faith without works is dead, that you know that you've been in it to win it, mm-hmm. and you're still waiting. You're still waiting and waiting. When is it going to manifest? When is it going to happen? I know the promise that God spoke over my life, mm-hmm. and I'm not seeing the manifestation of it yet. And then somebody will tell you, oh, well, you know what the scripture says. Don't grow weary in well-doing. In due season you'll reap if you faint not. And I'm going, I think there's a chapter, Marcus, we talked about due season. What's that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still going. Yeah. Due season. Mm-hmm. What's that?
What is that?
Trying to see it yet. Haven't seen it yet. Haven't seen it yet. Marcus, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, yeah, nobody likes the dreadful DMV, right?
What's that?
You know, you're in that place.
DMV,
you know,
right? Yeah, waiting.
You're just waiting. You just wait. You wake up like, okay, I'm ready to wait, you know, because you know where you got to go, you know. And sometimes we're in that place with God. But honestly, the way that you broke things down in this chapter, I think it's really going to help some people.
Okay.
I think it is, because, you know, just reading over it helped me to realize just how important the word patience is.
Mm.
Amen. Amen. Mm. So, yeah, let's get into it.
Let's delve into it. Okay. It starts out by saying there was a morning when traffic was extremely heavy. Anybody known that story? We saw slow traffic going in one direction and decided not to come back the same way. The alternate route we chose had major backups, which worsened it. I recall getting impatient. There's that word again, patience.
Mm-hmm.
Impatient, sitting in traffic on the alternate route. I decided to try to go another way. How many of us have gotten impatient with God and decided we're going to try to go another way? I checked the GPS and was directed to turn around, only to discover the GPS took me back to where I was. What? It occurred to me, if I'd stayed on the alternate route, I'd have gotten home quicker, even in the heavy traffic. Instead, a 15-minute delay. Come on, somebody. Are we talking about the children of Israel, 11 days to get to the promised land, but it took them 40 years? A 15-minute delay ended up being an hour because of what? My interference.
Mm-hmm.
I got tired of waiting. I got tired of sitting. I wasn't moving fast enough, yet the only reward I received for being impatient was to end up right back where I started. Marcus, help me with that.
You know, it's small thing, right? But I play basketball. It's my favorite sport. And when I shoot my shot, it's if I shoot it right, it goes in a lot. I'm not trying to brag. I can shoot a little bit.
Okay, he's a hooper, y'all.
I can shoot a little bit, right? And I thank God because I can't move the way I used to move. So if I couldn't shoot, I wouldn't be able to play. But the thing about my shot is there's a part in the process that takes patience because I have to put my hands in the right place. Mm. And if I do it trying to release it too quickly, believe it or not, I end up kind of blocking my own shot because that offhand is not in the right place. So instead of becoming a guide hand, it actually throws it all the way off.
Wow.
And
that's deep right there.
It's that little bit. It's that little something, right?
Yeah.
Where we find ourselves out of place because of impatience.
Ah.
And we miss opportunities to really make some shots, really, really score, really, really.
Wow,
you know,
that's good.
Little things like that, you know, and God speaks to me in so many ways. But it's those little things where it's like, yeah, you know, patience is so important because you're going to miss something. Because you're trying to move and maneuver and do things according to the way you want to do it, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Because you're like, oh, no, this not moving the way I wanted to move.
It's not moving fast enough.
So now I'm going to do something different. Well, now you're out of place.
And now I'm out of place, right? Right, right. Listen, I hope you that are listening to us now will not be offended when I say this. There's a movie that Denzel Washington is in. It's called It's the Little Things, or The Little Things is the name of the movie.
Yep.
And I won't go into a whole lot of detail, but for those of you that maybe are into thrillers or, you know, movies about detectives trying to determine who the perpetrator of the crime is, it's a great movie. But it turns out that they were able to solve these crimes because of the little things.
Mm.
It was the little things that mattered. It was the little things. It wasn't all in the big, clues,
mm-hmm.
all in the big deductions, mm-hmm. or the board you put up on the wall and you put all the strings to it that lead from one place to another. It was in the little things.
Wow, the it details.
In the details, wow. In the minutia, the things that you don't think that mattered that mm-hmm. made all the difference between the fact that over a course of 10 years, they had not been able to catch this person.
Wow.
How many of us...
Go ahead, because I see it.
How many of us have spent so much time over the big stuff, trying to move through the big stuff instead of waiting and working through the details, working through the minutia, working through what we see as something that's not worth our time, not worth, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait anymore. I've done all the work. I've done this. I've gone to school. I've got the degrees. I've written the book. I've mm-hmm. done this. I've done that. And that's I should be in a better place. I should be in a greater place. And I still feel like I'm in the same place. And so we begin then now to take things in our own hands. And then we have the audacity to ask God to bless what ain't even his.
Ooh, you
it's just
so.
What we have decided. We can no longer wait for his move. We gonna make some moves,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we want him to bless the moves that we decided we would make.
You know, two things that don't really go together,
what?
But I hear it a lot in the church community. I hear a lot about, yeah, I'm pursuing after God,
mm-hmm.
right? Chasing after him.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm like, are you sure you're chasing him? Are you sure you're chasing his will?
Uh-huh.
Because how can we be waiting patiently for God to move, mm-hmm. but yet we're pursuing him at the same time?
That's a good point.
It's, you know, it
yeah.
can, it, you know, it's like a
wait on the Lord. How we wait? Yeah.
How do you wait when you're pursuing? You know,
mm-hmm.
so it's a delicate balance, I feel like.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
of understanding that, yeah, two things can be like, you can be pursuing the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's leading, I mean, I don't know, that chasing thing sometimes. What do you think about that?
Well, I think sometimes that are we chasing, the question I would ask, are we chasing God or are we chasing what God can give us?
Ooh, that's good.
That would be.
That's good.
So when I say I'm pursuing, am I seeking the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
Am I seeking Matthew 6:33? Am I seeking the kingdom
mm-hmm.
or am I seeking the things?
That's good. That's good.
And when we're waiting and we don't feel, because we attach results to things.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We don't attach results to how our spiritual acumen changes. We don't really attach results to how we're able to see things differently. Mm-hmm. We don't attach results to my mindset has changed. Mm-hmm. My frames of reference have changed. We attach results to things we can see. We don't attach results to things that we don't see. Mm-hmm. But we're supposed to have faith in the unseen mm-hmm. because the seen things are temporal.
That's so true. That's so true.
And so I think it's when we're are we really seeking God? Are we really, because if we're seeking him, then we're okay with the waiting on the Lord.
That's good.
The wait, I say, on the Lord, if we're seeking him. But is it that we're seeking the things, and the things of God are not the thoughts of God, the intellect of God, the creativity of God, mm-hmm. and so on, the ology of God. We're seeking the things, meaning what can you bless me with?
Or
what
are the blessings? Or sometimes even, what can I do
right
to create those opportunities?
Right. I'm not doing enough. And I have to admit to our audience, that's my thing. Huh. My thing is when I feel like things aren't happening, I'm not doing enough. Mm. So I need to create something. I need to write something. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to go here. I need to go there. I know it's been a minute. We found out we haven't been on since March. Mm-hmm. And I was frustrated because I'm going, now we got to get together. So we got to do this. I got to get that done. We're still in this book. We need to be finished. We got other things we've talked about we wanted to do as a podcast, but mm-hmm. life was happening. And there were some events that I had to pause for a moment mm-hmm. and allow God to minister to me in those moments so that we could get to a place where we could move forward and then release information, give insight, mm-hmm. give encouragement and empowerment that would be more effective than just running in and doing something.
Right, right.
You that's know, so and good. So that's been the space. Let me
keep rolling.
I learned later the significant reason for the delay. There was a severe accident on one of the major thoroughfares in the area. During the morning rush hour, it was clear I wasn't the only impatient person on the road. Scores of drivers had chosen alternate routes, which caused more backups and more minor accidents, even on the replacement routes. Because I and others were unwilling to wait, what was one accident, come on, now had escalated into several more, each of them causing more backups, resulting in more impatient drivers like myself. In the words of one of my grandchildren, it was a hot mess. I had a schedule, and this waiting in traffic was a hindrance and interference to what I needed to get done.
That's so good. That is so good.
And I saw that. I saw, sometimes I believe we see this waiting. Let me say this. Okay, Holy Spirit. Do we see God as an interference when he asks us to wait in what we want to do?
Yes, I think so.
Go ahead, Marcus.
No, I think so, 110%.
Uh-huh.
Because we get into us,
mm-hmm.
you know, we get into us and you know, because there's a part of us that gets this gratification from mm-hmm. being able to, like you say, see results,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
then, you know, it becomes almost like an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I have to serve that gratification. I got to feel that feeling again, mm-hmm. you know.
Even in the church.
Even in the church. Uh-huh. And we start attaching that to, oh, uh-huh. that must be God. Well, I ain't felt that feeling because I'm out of touch with God. I got to
uh-huh.
get that.
Uh-huh.
Well, but are you in touch with him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that his will mm-hmm. that you pursue this thing and that becomes the thing that you pursue?
So I think what we have to do is understand that what we think are results
mm-hmm.
may not always be what God has intended as the result.
That's so good.
Does that make sense?
You know,
because we're result. So we got to save souls. We got to save souls. We got to get souls. We got 400 souls. We got to save souls. And yes, that is part of our mandate, not to save souls, but to bring souls mm-hmm. to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about us doing that in the workplace?
That's good.
How about us doing that in the supermarket?
Mm-hmm.
How about us doing that when we're at a game with our children?
Mm-hmm.
When the opportunity comes,
yes.
when the Holy Spirit presents that opportunity, but we get so result oriented that we miss the time necessary
mm-hmm.
to get people to understand the goodness of God.
Yes.
The faithfulness of God,
mm-hmm.
the loving kindness of God, the mercies of God, the grace of God. And those things do take time.
You know, I was saving this thought for next chapter, but it just shows how the two things coincide with mm-hmm. one another, how they flow one into the other. So it'll come back up, but I'll go ahead and say it because you just ran right into it. Mm-hmm. God intentions over good intentions.
Yes.
That's what we have to prioritize.
Yes. Is it a good thing or is it a God thing?
Is it a God thing? Mm-hmm. Because it can be good and not God. And like it really can be.
Come on
it
now.
It really can be. I've had some good relationships that was not God.
That wasn't God.
I've started some good things, some good works that at the end of the day, it was not God's will.
It was not God's will.
And once you get on a path, you're taking that path, that becomes your direction.
It does.
So that becomes the right way to go until the GPS tells you, no, you are off course.
You are off course.
And if you're not constantly checking that with God, mm-hmm. you will be on a course thinking that, hey, I got God with me. I'm going the way God spoke, want me to go. And he just looking like, no, you're off course.
Because you're thinking, you're trying to assume that what you think I want is what I want.
And when it's his purpose.
Right. And when it's his purpose.
It breeds patience.
It does. It does. It does. I like that. Purpose does breed patience.
It has to
because it takes. And we talk about the power of purpose and mm-hmm. we talk about purpose unleashed and building purpose. But it even takes time to ensure that the purpose that what you are doing is what God intends for you to do.
Amen.
And it builds character. James says it, what? Patience.
Mm-hmm.
It brings what? Builds character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Endurance. And so, okay. So, well, here we go.
I'm going to leave you alone.
That's all right. That's okay.
It's
okay.
It's so good.
It's all right. Tell me where we are in our time, Marcus. I cannot see it on the screen.
Oh, okay.
That's all. We're good. Hey, y'all hang in there with us. We're just trying to make this thing work.
We have another 15 minutes.
We have another 15. Yes. Good, good, good. Okay. So I genuinely felt I couldn't afford to wait.
Hmm.
I couldn't. Hear this. I genuinely felt I couldn't afford to wait. How does that sound?
Mm. Wow.
Time is of the essence, I told myself. I've got to get where I'm going by a specific time. I planned the entire day out. I meticulously detailed my every move so all was in sync with each other, even down to how much gas I would use to handle the business of the day. There was Bible study to teach, appointments to keep, family errands to run, pickups and drop-offs to make. Everything hinged upon my ability to get where I needed to be as efficiently and quickly as possible. There was no room or plan for an alternate route. Like the GPS, I was focused on taking the shortest route in the fastest time. Once I got home, the size of what had happened hit me like a ton of bricks. I thought about how many times I heard God say, wait, and how impatient I became when the waiting seemed to take too long. I looked for alternative routes and ways to circumvent or shorten my waiting period. I considered how vital my schedule was to me rather than God's plan for me.
That's so good.
My schedule was more important. God, you don't understand. I have Bible study to teach. Someone needs my counseling. My family needs me. Stuff must get done, and I'm the only one who can do it. How many of us out there suffer from I'm the only one complex? I'm the only one. Nobody else can do this. It's just me. I've got to take care of this. Nobody else knows how to handle this. I'm the end all to this. Wow.
Wow.
And I'm reminded. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm reminded. I hear the voice of Job when God says, where were you when I put the stars in place? Where were you?
Where were you
when I aligned the planets? Where were you when I created the rain and the snow? Where were you when I built the reservoir where the snow is and then determined when it is released? Wow. Where were you? Right. But I'm the end all, you know, y'all. Okay. All right. Wait a minute. I can't wait much longer or these important tasks won't get done. I had a schedule. I didn't have time to wait. I have too much to do. I saw waiting as an intrusion, a hindrance, and an obstruction to my life. I never considered waiting to be a moment of God-ordained protection.
Wow, that is so good. That's so good. I'm tripping over, you know, the part where you said, I can't wait much longer or these important tasks. And the fact that you know, you made sure to put the quotation marks
these
around.
These
important tasks. And God's like, oh, yeah, I'm just running the universe.
Right.
Yeah,
all I'm doing is running the universe.
That's all I'm doing.
I just take care of all 7 billion people on the planet.
Yeah, you know.
And you got important tasks. Listen, I want to say this again to our listeners. I never consider waiting to be a moment of God ordained protection. Remember, I said earlier that I traveled this alternate route due to a significant accident on the main road. Later, I discovered the accident occurred because someone got impatient and tried to go around a tractor trailer. In their hurry, they sideswiped the truck, crossed the median, and ended up crashing into ongoing traffic, seriously injuring themselves and others. As a result, the whole highway shut down on both sides, forcing thousands of drivers to find another way to their destination. Imagine that. Someone's unwillingness to wait not only significantly delayed their life's journey, but injured and delayed others.
Wow. You know, Elder, I God has done a work in my life when it comes to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about how many people I wrecked because I wouldn't be patient with him.
Because
I didn't allow him to take the time to mold and shape me to be the person that I am.
And how many people did I wreck? And how many people are delayed and wrecked in the process? But I praise God, Marcus, for repentance,
yes,
for mercy, and for grace. Yes. Because he recognizes that in that moment that you were impatient, he covered you anyway.
Amen.
He covered you anyway. So listen to this. Imagine that. Okay, delayed, but injured and delayed others. The price of their impatience cost them so much more than just a few extra minutes behind a tractor trailer until it was safe to pass. Sure, they would have arrived at their destination a few minutes late, but they would have arrived. I learned later on the news, the person who tried to pass the tractor trailer died.
Lord have mercy.
They never made it to where they were going. God's purpose for waiting is not to keep us from our destiny, but to get us there safely and unharmed. His timing always supersedes ours because God sees our end from our beginning. Getting to destiny is his mandate for us. Getting to destiny is his intention for us. Waiting on him should be our greatest desire. Sometimes the thought of not getting there when I want vexes me. But the idea of never getting there because I wouldn't wait is horrifying. Whatever God has for us, well, what is it, Marcus?
It's well worth the wait.
It's well worth the wait.
Amen.
Talk to us.
I mean, that last few lines there, I mean, I don't know how you don't take that and just run with it and understand, because first of all, the thought process of understanding that someone lost their life over a moment of impatience, which unfortunately happens way more than it should our world, you know? And, you know, thinking about it from a spiritual standpoint, of course, thanking God that we can mess up and miss things and we're still here, you know, but still understanding from a spiritual standpoint, God is looking and we're like, I want it now. I want to do things. I want to do this, all these things. But God is like, I'm trying to preserve the final destination.
Yes. And I'm not just, it ain't about you. I'm not just trying to preserve you.
Yours.
I'm trying to preserve them.
Everybody.
I'm trying to preserve everybody because it's all about kingdom. And so I'm trying to ensure that the kingdom is manifested.
Yes.
While your destiny is a part of that.
Yes. And your well-being and everything that is you, and then all of the significant others that are attached to your purpose, your destiny.
And then if you, because of impatience, die, what happens to the people that were attached to you?
they just lost something too.
They lost, even without realizing it, but the universe recognizes mm-hmm. that they lost something too.
Yes. Yes. I had this little note too, here in our last 6 minutes here. So five, sure. 6 minutes. I wrote this down because as I was reading, you know, about patience and kind of looking into patience a little bit more. And then even some of the scripture that you had in the beginning, I was like, wow, patience has an awesome family tree.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Awesome, I like that.
Family tree. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the spirit.
But the fruit of the spirit.
All right. The fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. That's an awesome family tree.
It's an awesome. But think about it now. Patience is nestled between peace mm-hmm. and kindness.
Wow. Wow, I love that.
So I have peace. When I have peace, I have patience. Mm-hmm. And when I have patience,
I have kindness.
I have kindness.
I love that.
I'm able to be kind. And the kindness is I'm kind to myself mm-hmm. as well as others.
That's right.
I don't beat up myself because I feel like I haven't arrived when I was supposed to arrive, or haven't accomplished what I was supposed to accomplish, or I haven't done what I was supposed to do, mm-hmm. or I haven't finished what I was supposed to finish.
I mean, think about this. If I'm constantly beating myself up, I'm conditioned to take a beating. So I start to self-sabotage relationships that don't beat me the same as I beat me.
Wow, that's good.
I need you to beat me too. I need you to be harsh on me. I need you to be critical.
Right.
Something's got to be wrong. Why? Because it is wrong. Because I'm saying it's wrong.
Right, right. Something's wrong with me.
Something's always wrong with me.
Right, right, right.
So how can I receive the love, the kindness, the patience from other people?
The gentleness. The joy.
I'm not even giving it. I'm not even allowing it to happen for myself.
Wow. I'm not even allowing it to happen for myself. And all of this because we're so tired of waiting.
That's good.
Well, it's good to be back. That's for sure.
Jump right into it.
Oh, we're jumping right into it. I want to thank you for listening to us here at The Prophet's Voice. Don't get tired of waiting.
That's right.
David said, wait on the Lord. There's some things that we have to wait. Why? Because we want to make sure that when we arrive at the place called destination, at the place called purpose, that everything is in order. God has set it up where we can't help but be successful, even if we don't know what to do. And so let us make a decision that we're going to stop for a moment and breathe and say, Lord, I wait.
Yes.
Because I want you to get the glory.
Amen.
I want you to get the honor. And I know that if I wait, you'll bless me.
That's right.
But at the end of the day, there are people waiting on you. There are people waiting on God at the end of the day. And I'm in a position now where I can bring to them, if I wait, oh, thank you. If I wait, I can bring to them what they've been waiting for.
Amen.
In the fullness of who he is.
Amen.
Oh, I thank you all for listening in. It's good to be back. It's good to be back. We're excited about being back on the air. Like I said, life be life. But guess what? We had to wait a little bit. And now we're able to step into it in the fullness of who God is. Thank you for joining in for us. We are The Prophet's Voice and Ope Media Productions, Original Purpose and Intent. Myself and my illustrious co-host, Marcus Mooney, and of course, coolest dude on the planet, Elder Elliot Cohen, sitting here. He is so cool. But wanted to let you know we are here. Join us, you can. The upcoming, June 20th is our next The Power of Purpose Masterclass.
Yes.
You can go to our website, www.theprophetsvoice.net or info@theprophetsvoice.net, and you can RSVP. You'll see us out on Facebook. We're under Gwen H. Cohen, or we're under The Prophet's Voice. But just want to let you know we are back in the saddle again with our podcast. We had to wait on God to do some things, and we are here for you. Understand, this is about bringing your purpose to life. God has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. You are a solution. You have the ability, and now is your time.
Amen.
home.